Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Our Creator Cares. Who cares these days, and what do we care about? Just as importantly, who do we think or believe cares about us? Today, people have become increasingly cynical, motivated by self-interest, and distrustful of everybody and everything. We are seemingly only capable of caring about the things we want and need. We are unwilling and are unable to see the other side of an issue, the needs and perspectives of others, and we refuse to compromise. There may have been a time when we were not so cynical, a time when we were more trusting of one another, more concerned about one another, willing to share with one another, more willing to do what was good for the most people rather than just for ourselves. Maybe we have stopped caring because we don't see the point in caring. We are increasingly falling into the category of people who believe nothing matters because people don't matter. They believe people don't matter because they see no reason or purpose in their being. Since any self-assigned or self-imposed purpose is really meaningless, because it is made up, we tell ourselves, people wind up not being able to care what happens much beyond their own struggle for survival. But like David, the king of Israel, wrote in the 8th Psalm, there is no doubt that God, our Creator, cares about us, mankind. This is evident by how wonderfully made man is. Man is crowned with the glory and honor of being made in the likeness of his own Creator, as far as being able to think, create, contemplate, and recognize his own existence, and also by giving him the responsibility of managing the earth and the other creatures in it. By reason of the fact that our Creator took the time or effort to create us in this way and assigned to us responsibility, demonstrates he cares. David's question was not one of if he cares, but why does he care? Only he knows for sure the answer to this question. But because we see he cares, it should be reassuring to us in our moments of struggle and despair to know that someone cares about us. And it should also be motivational for us to care about others, even in the midst of our struggles and sufferings, even when or if we may feel not many care about us. Regardless of how it may look or feel, our Creator loves us and cares about us. The reason he cares may have a lot to do with his love toward us. But whatever his reason is for caring, we can be confident we are not abandoned and alone in this world. Our Creator is watching, and he cares about what we are doing, and what we are thinking, and what we are feeling. We, like David, should continue to ask ourselves, why? By asking this question and looking at ourselves and others, we may discover something about and within ourselves and others that causes God to care and make us worthy of his concern. You can hear the complete sermon and by clicking, the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Mission and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.